There's a project underway to protect the Great Plains' grasslands. But first, the organizations behind the effort need to gain the trust of ranchers who own the land. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Seth Tupper reports.
Parts of South Dakota look much the same today as they did hundreds of years ago, with breathtaking expanses of grass, plains, buttes, and sky. The Northern Great Plains is one of only four intact grasslands in temperate climates around the world. About a fifth of the world's grasslands have been converted to crops. Pete Bauman is a natural resources and wildlife specialist for South Dakota State University Extension.
We take aerial imagery and we go through the landscape section by section, township by township, county by county, and we look at it.
That's how he knows that in just four counties in northwestern South Dakota, almost 9,000 square miles of virgin sod remain. Bauman is passionate about grasslands. He says they act like giant sponges, filtering water and preventing floods. They support communities of insects, birds, and wildlife. They store carbon in the ground where it can't trap heat in the atmosphere.
God's not making native prairie anymore, right? Like, once there's iron in the ground, it's something different than it ever has been and ever likely will be again. It is a one-way... This number doesn't go up and down. It only goes down.
Now some of the world's largest organizations want to help protect the Northern Great Plains. The World Wildlife Fund is working with three corporations, Cargill, McDonald's, and Walmart. They're putting up $6 million to improve the health of grasslands. They're focusing on parts of Montana, Nebraska, and northwest South Dakota. When ranchers hear the names of the organizations involved, well, let's just say it's a tough sell. Ray Gilbert ranches in the region the project targets. He's worried the big companies might use the project to exert greater control over the cattle industry. He sees examples in pork and poultry production, where many are already under contract to big food companies similar to Cargill. Gilbert wants cattle ranchers to stay independent.
When you get Cargill and Walmart and McDonald's all together, what is their end goal, you know? And until you can, I guess, prove to me what your end goal is, if you're just here to help rejuvenate the ground and do some good that way, fine. I think it's a good idea. But I still need to know what your end goals are.
And some ranchers are wary of the World Wildlife Fund. The nonprofit wants to help ranchers protect grasslands, but it also tells people to, quote, moderate our animal product consumption. For its part, the World Wildlife Fund says it wants to help wildlife, protect water, and store carbon. Cargill, meanwhile, has a reputation to change. Recent decisions about rainforest acreage use prompted the environmental group Mighty Earth to call Cargill the worst company in the world. But Cargill has a goal to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 30% in 10 years. Storing carbon in grasslands could help. It'll take cooperation from ranchers. Kevin Ellison works for the World Wildlife Fund in Montana. He aims to get cooperation in a roundabout way. Instead of creating new programs and asking ranchers to sign up, he's looking for existing groups and programs that he can help.
We're looking at working with partners, primarily those that have, you know, boots on the ground in local communities to provide technical assistance towards new practices that they can implement on their ranch. And then we would monitor the outcomes of those new practices.
Partners could be local grazing associations, or the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or Pheasants Forever. Ellison wants to work with those groups to offer training. That could include developing grazing plans. He wants to help implement the plans with cost sharing for things like fencing and livestock watering systems. One test project is already underway in northwest South Dakota. Six ranchers have created the Castle Rock Water Corporation. They're working with the Natural Resources Conservation Service to drill a well and install watering tanks for grazing livestock herds. They're also planting nearly 1,300 acres of cropland back to grass. The World Wildlife Fund is helping with money from Cargill and Burger King. Marcus Irk is one of the ranchers in the Water Corporation. He says the Wildlife Fund works as a middleman.
they're the ones that work with Cargill and Burger King, and they're the ones that, get the money, and then they in turn distribute that money to the ranchers and the landowners. And so though I'll probably never ever, you know, see or talk to anybody from Burger King or Cargill, but my relationship is really pretty good with the World Wildlife Fund.
Irk says he shares World Wildlife Fund's mission. He appreciates the environmental benefits of grasslands like carbon storage. Bringing ranchers in to help cut greenhouse gas emissions spotlights the role their livestock herds play. Research shows that cattle produce the greenhouse gas methane. The EPA says livestock contribute a quarter of agriculture's greenhouse gas emissions. And yet, scientists also know that grasslands store carbon. In the Great Plains, up to 90% of the ecosystem's organic carbon is in the soil. And in some cases, the only thing keeping that soil intact is that it's used as grazing land for cattle and not for growing crops. That's why Pete Bauman of SDSU Extension says ranchers aren't just part of the climate change solution, but a major part.
Cattle on the ranch means that the ranch exists, means that the grass is still there.
The New World Wildlife Fund project aims to improve the health of 1 million acres of grassland in the next 5 years. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.